Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you?
I'm so good, and I'm really excited because there's like people and we're talking about theatre.
We are talking about theatre. Do you want to introduce the other people in the room, Alice?
Yes, it is my greatest pleasure to introduce to everyone. We have Rebecca and Clem, who are the respective, I should have said, your title, the director and lead actor in Stop Kiss. So welcome Woo-hoo. To the show.
Welcome.
So Stop Kiss is a work that you have been working on for a long time.
Yep.
Yes. tell me about what is your relationship to the script. This is the first time this piece of work, despite it being written, I feel like late 90s, this is the first time this work is being mounted in New Zealand. Talk to me about what was your relationship to the work.
Yeah, well, actually my dad wanted to direct it first. He's a theatre director in Whanganui.
Oh, true.
Yeah, and he wanted to do it for the Whanganui Pride Fest. And I was like, oh, but I really like this script. I'm going to get the rights first.
Yeah.
And so I did.
Race your dad.
Nice. We love that.
And I just really connected with the script when I read it because being queer and seeing a female relationship that's not like hypersexualized, like, oh, this is nice. I'm being seen.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just had to.
Clem, you, I know we've talked about this before, but you have seen a version of the script. So to talk us through, like, what was that like to encounter that work as an audience member?
So I saw it when I was in Sydney when I was at drama school, and I was about 19 or 20, so it's about 10 years ago. So it's really cool to be doing it now. But it was performed at Sydney Theatre Company, or Under the Wharf, and it was the first time I'd seen a queer female relationship on stage, because I'd just come out of drama school and it was all like Chekhov and man and woman and, yeah, you know, like all that prosaic, pretty heteronormative stuff. And like you say, it's just like presented as people, like multifaceted people. And I also think the way it explores like dating and sexuality in a very mercurial way, it's pretty modern. So it was written in 1998.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of the way it explores like non-monogamy and sex and attraction in general is very fluid, and I think quite relatable to a modern audience. I mean, I know the 90s isn't like, you know, the 1700s, but it's still a while ago to be so relatable.
A lot's changed in that time.
Actually, Clem, like, you got the mic, so we'll keep on you for a moment. I mean, you have done a real range of work as an actor over the expanse of your career, and you have done, you know, the canons, the Shakespeare, the pop-up globe. Like, you've toured around here and Australia, right, doing that work. Talk us through, what is the process for you in approaching a work like this that sits a lot closer to in terms of time and characterization and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I actually feel very similar to the character.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
yes and no. Like, she's right. Kind of a nightmare, but
okay. Interesting.
She's like beautifully flawed, and she's got this very garrulous, chaotic energy, and I relate to that. So there's lots of references in the script to her being a swerver. Like, she doesn't fix things head on. She just sort of, she likes to go the scenic route, and it's sort of about someone having the bravery to be themselves. And that's cool to be able to do that now that I'm like out and proud, having for a while. But when I saw the play, I was very much, I was still closeted and hadn't come out yet, and it was, yes, it's cool to have that journey. I'm pretty much just being myself, just with lots of lines and lots of props. So many props.
So Rebecca, talk us through the process, your process for directing this work, because thematically and also in terms of key things that happen in the play, it's not a little fluffy piece of work. Like, it goes to some dark place. I mean, if there's levity in there too. Talk us through what that process is like.
Well, this is actually my first time directing a show.
Oh, wow, amazing.
Yeah, so this has been a really big learning process for me. I'm normally either acting or producing. So
right.
This is like, what am I doing? I don't really know what I'm doing. And I kind of just go, like, I just try to handle as much of the the intensity of the play, the intimacy of the play with as much care as possible.
Mm.
Mm. And like our kaupapa at Ember's Collective is to look after the people, and the art will look after itself.
Yeah.
So if we are, you know, making sure that the space is held for our actors and they feel safe to be able to do stuff, and, you know, then... yeah, kind of just happens.
Well, it's interesting, you know, for those that don't understand that notion of like safety, we're not just talking about physical safety, right? Mm. I mean, of course, that when you're acting, you can do things like put your elbow through a window.
Speaking from experience,
yes. Maybe. That's for another interview. there's another kind of safety that we're learning here, which is, I'm assuming, this emotional safety or what that kind of thing is. Why is that important? Surely actors just act and it's all pretend, right?
Well, yeah, but I guess also, you know, you put yourself in a character and you're embodying that person. You're living that person's life for that 10 minutes that you're doing that scene. And it's like, you just have to take care of yourself. I don't know, like, it's just something that's been drilled into me my whole life since I started performing, is like, you take your character off at the end of the day, so that you yourself aren't affected by the heavy themes of the work that you're doing. And particularly, I think, for Clem, you know, like, she's got these awful but brilliant monologues that are really quite graphic and violent, and if she wasn't feeling good afterwards, I would feel yuck about that. And so it's making sure that she's not all only supported by me and the rest of the crew, but also that, you know, she has an actor on stage with her who is supporting her and also making sure that she has a place to anchor herself when she's doing these scenes, so that she doesn't, like, I don't know, fly off into space and disappear.
Which may happen. I've seen it happen myself.
Throw your rope in the theatre, bye.
Clem, this is, you know, how does it feel to be putting on this show in Auckland now? And why should people be going to see this work? I mean, you've talked a little bit about your own experience of watching it, but what would that be like for others coming to see the show?
I think it might be quite confronting in some ways. But there is a lot of violence referenced in the play, but it's never shown. So that's a big thing in terms of trigger warnings or anything like that. It's not abrasive or upsetting, hopefully. Obviously this is meant to be Pride Month, which is easy to forget because most of our events have been cancelled. So it does feel really cool to be able to actually put the show on during Pride. So we were originally obviously going to be doing the Pride Festival, but that understandably, I think, has been cancelled. So it's good. It's I find as well, it's the first play I've read ever, let alone seen, that explores the experience of queer women or perceived women in queer relationships. Because it's like, it's a very particular intersection of misogyny and homophobia.
Because all the homophobia
I've experienced has been from men, and it has been sexual violence. It hasn't just been like general homophobia. It's like very specific, and this play explores that really well. But I also think, regardless of your gender or orientation, it's just about, sounds corny, but it's just about love. It's just about connections, and it's just very relatable. The way it's written is, it sort of reminds me of Friends, you know, because it's just very rapid fire, like, banter based. It's there's a lot of levity in there, and it's pretty funny as well, I think.
Love that. So you're on you open tomorrow night and you're on till Saturday. That's correct. Now, there still are tickets available, even though it is a limited house. Talk us through the whereabouts are you on?
Pitt Street Theatre.
Yeah, which is a near flying, it's like between Flying Out and Grey's Ave, isn't it? That little bit in there, which is great. So 5 nights, but limited house. So are there even tickets left?
There are. There are like 9 left for opening night.
And
closing night sold out, and I think there's like 1 or 2 left for Thursday or Friday.
Cool.
Great.
So it's
be
quite
quick.
Exciting.
Be quick, listeners.
Yeah, cool. Stop Kiss is on this week at Pitt Street Theatre. thank you very much to Embers Collective. So we have Rebecca and Clem in the studio. Go and check it out. Also, it's actually just fabulous to read a lot of the writing around this text because I've been sort of reading a little bit around why it sort of still prevails and actually why there is still largely the territory around queer, this kind of queer love story that you were talking about is still relatively unexplored in the kind of mainstream theatre context. So go and check it out. Thanks so much for coming and yay, we got to talk about actual theatre.
Actual theatre.
Oh my gosh.
It's great. Well, best of luck. Enjoy the show. And thank you so much, Alice, as always. We'll see you next week.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Cantle.